Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Yes, it's time to recap the week that was. Life and Style Weekly Senior News Editor Jordy Lippe. Jordy will kick off with Rihanna and Drake. There's been so many rumors about these two for years now, and may they be rekindling a romance again?
Well, that's sort of what we are hearing. They were out at Live in Miami, and they were getting very close, holding hands, and eyewitnesses told Life and Style that they looked very much like a couple. But Rihanna is still a little bit hung up on Chris, according to insiders, and friends are just hoping that she's going to stick with Drake because he could really save her from this downward spiral that she really seems to be on.
You know, in this world of hip-hop and R&B, doesn't Drake come off as such a nice guy?
Absolutely, especially compared to a Chris Brown. He seems like he's a good guy and he's got a good head on his shoulders.
A lot of people come off nice compared to a Chris Brown, but hey, we're definitely big fans of Drake here at the Ralphie Radio Show. Hopefully it works out for the both of them. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. All right, so Adam Levine was dating a Victoria's Secret model. What, Ann V was her name, right?
Right.
All right, so they break up, and now he goes to somebody that she might know?
She 100% knows her because Adam Levine definitely has a type, and it appears to be Victoria's Secret models. And he was spotted out in Kauai, Hawaii with Vahati Prinz Liu, who is another Victoria's Secret model who recently just walked in the Victoria's Secret fashion show with Anne. And if you remember, that was the Victoria's Secret fashion show where Adam very publicly declared his love for Anne by kissing her on the cheek in front of millions of people watching. But I guess that didn't last so well, so he is with the other one now.
Adam Levine, wow. Good for him. God bless. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Interesting story about Katie Holmes and her daughter, Suri Cruz. They're not afraid to take public transportation, are they?
That's right. I mean, we see Katie and Suri and Tom flying in private helicopters and jets and boats, but I guess Katie wanted to stay really low-key, and she's filming a movie up in Kent, Connecticut, and needed to get back to the city early in the morning. So what did she do? She took public transportation. She was seen on the Metro North train heading back to NYC with Suri, and other commuters said they were just sitting there sleeping on their way back to New York, just like regular normal people in the morning.
It's nice that nobody bugged them.
Yeah, I guess it would be kind of rude to tap Katie and Suri on the shoulder while they're sleeping. I don't think a normal commuter would be happy about that, let alone a celebrity.
Jordy, I'm sure you're just as surprised as me, though, that she didn't just call a car.
I was very shocked when I heard it, and I almost didn't believe it, but we got it sourced by many different people, and it was true, and apparently she's done it more than once.
Never know who you're going to see up on your way to the 914. That's pretty funny. Read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of the Life and Style Weekly. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippe, have a great weekend.
You too.